Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
The kind of introduction Nikki Javala from The Athletic was looking forward to. Nikki, presented by Ent Credit Union. She joins us now. Nikki, what can I say? I apologize. I just apologize.
Okay. Sorry about that. I had no idea you were online. I don't really pay attention to the show, so I had no idea that we were introducing you. So I apologize for that introduction.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. I don't even know where to begin. Hey, what does it say about the Broncos team? Speaking of racking yourself, what does it say about the Broncos team when 13% of your roster wasn't here at the start of camp, basically signing seven guys off the waiver wire to come in here and produce for week one?
Yeah, it's a lot to do with injuries at key positions, having to account for Drew Locke's injury and, you know, compensating for Andy Janovich temporarily, Todd Davis and Joe Jones, who might miss some time. So it had a lot to do with that, but they also lacked depth. I mean, that was seen when, you know, they cut close to 30 players and all of them cleared waivers. I think there were one of only two teams whose, you know, all their players cleared. So they lacked depth. There's no doubt about that. But they feel like they have the right combination for now. I would imagine it would change multiple times, especially in the early going as guys come back from injuries. Hopefully they don't deal with any other major ones going forward. But, you know, to me right now, the biggest one is, in my mind anyway, is Todd Davis.
Nikki Javala, join us. I just look at it. I think this was a very positive last couple of days for Bronco fans, because what you saw was an admission from the front office that you're right, we're not good enough. And the worst thing we could do is hold on to a bunch of players that clearly when they were cut, nobody else around the league picked up. And the fact that they went out and brought in seven new guys that they all felt represented an upgrade, at the end of the day, what matters most? The Broncos got better. Right? And that's all that matters, is that they are a better football team than they were on the last day of the preseason.
That's a hope, anyway. We haven't really seen many of these new guys in action yet. Duke Dawson, Devontae Harris, they haven't played an NFL game yet. Brandon Allen, he's got a steep learning curve just to get up to speed. He was in a, you know, pretty similar system with Sean McVay, but it is, you know, there are differences here. I would say on paper they got better, but we'll see how it looks in week one and week two.
What was the whole process behind Allen, the quarterback? You know, did they go after? Do you know if they kicked the tires on the San Francisco guys, C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins, and just basically that couldn't work out. So Brandon Allen, like, what was the thought process by dumping Hogan, who's been here all this time, and signing Brandon Allen?
Well, I think with Hogan, they felt like he was too inconsistent. He was familiar with the system, obviously familiar with Vic and the team after being here a year. He spent some time with Vic in the past. But it was just kind of too inconsistent in preseason. I mean, he would have some great plays and then a couple picks. I think Brandon Allen is somebody they've liked for a while. When we asked if the preseason game against the Rams, where he had like 162 passing yards, I think he was like 12 of 19 in that game, a really good game. They kind of played that down as, you know, oh, yeah, we just saw him 2 weeks ago and, you know, that's why we took him. I think that helped his case, certainly, but I don't think that was the sole reason. I've heard mixed reports that they did kind of poke around on the 49ers quarterbacks. I wasn't sure which one Kyle was more willing to give up, Mullins or Beathard, and I would imagine that if Scangarello had his way, he would prefer Nick Mullins. But that obviously didn't work out. I from various people I talked to, I heard that kind of the asking price was too high for what the Broncos were able to spend. They have very little cap space. So they went with Brandon Allen. I mean, we only got to see maybe 20 minutes of him and, you know, warm-ups in a non-padded short practice. So I can't provide much insight into what he's going to look like on, you know, things are live. But, I mean, he throws a nice ball. That's all I got for you right now. And he did look good in that Rams preseason game.
Yeah, no all question right. about that.
Last question. You are a journalist, so you probably stay away from this kind of stuff. I'm going to try to press you on it anyway. Now that everything's done and the roster's put together, your prediction for the Denver Broncos record this season is?
I'm going to go with 8-8, and I don't mean that as bad. I actually think that's a good thing if they can get back to .500. I don't think this team is going to be fixed overnight. And I think if they can get back to .500, that's a good thing. So that's my reckless speculation.
You're learning, Nikki. You're learning reckless speculation when you come on with Schlereth and Evans. Thank you very much, Nikki.
You bet. Have a good one, guys.
All right, Nikki Javala from The Athletic. She's presented by Ent Credit Union. Better rates, lower fees. Visit Ent.com.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.